You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise to have this blessed Monday. Every day is a gift of time given by God to us, for us to show forth His praises, for us not to be consumed. It's just by His mercies. It's just the Lord who preserves us and gives us every day that we can show for the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. At this Bethel Encounter blessed Monday, we are here to pray. Psalm 18 verse 1, I'll love thee, O Lord, my strength, which is the scripture for the month, based on which we have the theme, O Lord, my strength. Today our prayer is centered on strength in times of weakness. Strength in times of weakness. Psalm 73 verse 26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. This scripture highlights the weakness of man, the failures of man, how fallible man is. It connects to the scripture, for by strength shall no man prevail. Vain is the help of man. Horses and chariots are prepared for war, but victory is of the Lord. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Outside the kingdom of God is total darkness. Outside the presence of God is total darkness, chaos. Nothing of meaning, vanity, as Solomon would put it. So living outside God's purpose, staying outside the presence of God, is wandering off into vanity, into death, into destruction. We must not hide our weaknesses from the Lord. We are supposed to bring it to the Lord in all humility, to submit our weaknesses, our failures at the altar, to surrender our weaknesses at the altar. We shouldn't be like Cain, who, when he failed, walked away, left the presence of God, and went to set up a city outside the presence of God. And over there, wickedness prevailed. There's nothing that is good outside God's will or presence. That's why he told Jesus, where he said that you are good, and he said that only God can be good. It is only in God where there's no shadow of turning. It is only in Christ Jesus where we have eternal life and where we experience light without darkness. Don't run away from God. Let me share this example. One time, when in church, a chorister didn't show up. After church, the director asked them, why? Why do you do these things? Why? She told the director, oh, last night there was some party at my house and I took some alcohol. So she didn't show up at church at all. Some will be skipping communion. Communion Sunday, no church. It disappears. Oh, Pastor, you should understand. Please, don't be like Cain, who walked out of God's presence, never sought repentance, never sought forgiveness, still in arrogance, talking back to God. Hey, why are you asking me? I don't know where my brother is. God, if you let me just go like that, people will kill me. He rather is making demands instead of submitting to the authority of God and to God's presence. Don't be like Judas Iscariot, that Jesus said that Judas, he said, whoever is doing this is going to betray him. Sin lieth at thy door. It means that there's always a chance to repent and come back to God. Why are you not coming to church? Why are you not rather taking the step to rather engage yourself in the house of God? Be busy about what God wants you to be busy about. Staying back at home, not coming for meetings. Don't you know that that is when the enemy rather will be finding work for you to do because you are idling about? So the energy that you'll be using to stay at home and getting yourselves into trouble, why don't you rather come, cling onto the cross with your weakness and with your inabilities and imperfections? Why don't you rather hold on to Jesus and trust that he would be able to strengthen you and bring you out of any situation, out of any failure? And you should know that everybody that God used, it's not that they were perfect. And it's not to celebrate or to encourage the wrong, but for you to understand that in your imperfection, it is better to hold on to Jesus than to try and walk out and try and go and do it by your own strength. Because the devil is waiting outside the door. Sin lieth at thy door. The Lord help us in the name of Jesus, that through our tears, through our inabilities, through our mistakes, we will rather draw us to Christ Jesus. It's better to come and cry at his feet and clean his feet with our hair soaked in tears, for him to help us up than for us to be condemning ourselves and trying to use our own strength to do it. The Lord help us. Today, our first prayer, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. We are praying that, Father in heaven, increase my strength where I have no might and empower me beyond what limits me. In Jesus' name. This is a good prayer point. It's a good scripture to write down and to add to your secret scriptures, that the Lord will help all of us. Lift up your voice and begin to pray this strategic prayer. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Your word says, in Isaiah 40:29, you give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, you increase strength. I cry out unto you today. There is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot do. I believe, O Lord, that there is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot do. You can increase my strength where I have no might, O Lord. That's why I cry out unto you. Father in heaven, increase my strength where I have no might. Empower me beyond what limits me. In the name of Jesus, empower us, Lord. Every single person, Lord, even praying right now. In the name of Jesus, let your power of increase be made available. Increase us, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen us. Strengthen us. Increase our strength where we have no might. Empower us beyond what limits us. In the name of Jesus. Because only you can do it. 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 They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Father in heaven, teach me to wait on you until my strength is renewed like the eagle, in Jesus' name. We must come to a point where sometimes now you have personal all night. Throughout the night, you are just praying. You are just listening to the word of God and praying. Instead of worrying and being in anxiety where the enemy keeps attacking us, by you rather being on the offensive, being in the presence of God, it's time where we can spend time, we can make time for the Lord, because it is in that he renews our strength. So we are praying, asking for the Lord's help. Father in heaven, teach me to wait on you until my strength is renewed like the eagle, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. We are praying, Father, in heaven, let your grace be sufficient. Perfect your strength in all my weaknesses, in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice as you look at this prayer on your screen and begin to pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father,
presence alone. Let your grace be sufficient to strengthen all my weakness. In Jesus' name, Lord,
your grace
strengthen all my weakness. Lord Jesus, your grace has been so weak.
For your grace is sufficient for me. Your grace is sufficient for me, O Lord. Let your strength be made perfect in all our weaknesses in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Before we move to pray on our prayer request, I'm inviting you, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, that you open up your heart to Christ Jesus. Scripture says that as many as received him, as many as believed even in him, those who received and believed on him, all these give them power to become sons of God. It's better to be a child of God and have peace on earth and have access to eternal life than to be holding on to family traditions. Hey, my father was in this religion, so I'm in that religion. Come, test Jesus and see. And see whether it is life or it is just religious practices. I'm inviting you. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to surrender my life to you. And I thank you that I didn't die before this time. And Lord, as I have heard your word, I ask for your forgiveness, for I'm just a sinner and I cannot save myself. And Lord, I ask that please, as I surrender my heart and my life completely to you, fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me walk with you in faith, trusting in you and living a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37, verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our heart. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer request you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will in time. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've got a question to ask. Who can battle with the Lord? Nobody, no. Nobody. Who can challenge the King of Kings? Nobody, no. Nobody. Who can battle with the Lord? Nobody, no. Nobody. Who can challenge the King of Kings? Nobody. I've got a question for you, my friend. I've got a question for you. Who can battle with the Lord?
Nobody.
Nobody, no. Nobody. Who can challenge the King of Kings? Nobody.
You want to lift your voice. Begin to thank the Lord in faith that every request in your hand and all the requests we've made in this service.
No word can go against you, God.
Turn into testimonies. As we praise and lift your voice, give him thanks, praise him for testimonies.
We thank you, Lord, for answering all these testimonies. The one you have said concerning our lives, nobody can challenge it, nobody can turn it over. We thank you for the testimonies we are about to enjoy as we commit this prayer unto your hands, O God.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Jesus.
If you have said this prayer, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us 2026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.